Hare Krishna. Yesterday, I attended part of the ceremony that disciples here were holding for His Holiness Indrajitna Swami Maharaj. It was his Vyasa Puja. He wasn't here personally, but devotees had set up an asana in the temple room with a picture of him on it, and they'd done Guru Puja and were making different offerings, verbal offerings, and then after that they made a offering of foodstuffs, and when we had a little kirtan as well. And it was very nice program, nice to hear devotees glorifying their spiritual master, their own realizations and perceptions. Other devotees who are not his initiated disciples, but who have great respect for him, known him for a long time, look at him as Shiksha Guru, a variation of all of those relationships. And then I also spoke for quite some time. I'll just summarize some of those things. As I was going over to the temple, I was thinking, what would I really talk about? And I actually recalled, well, the first time that I met Indrajitna Maharaj, because we were in different continents, he was in Europe, and I was in North America, was when we took sannyas together, which was in 1979. And although we didn't really talk that much at that time, although now that I remember, actually, we did go together. We went from Mayapur. I remember, actually, we stayed in a hotel room together, and we went with Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Bhagwan, some other devotees, and we went to Jaipur and stayed there in Jaipur. From there, I went back with Tamal Krishna Maharaj to Vrindavan and Indrajitna Maharaj. I think continued on and went to Rishikesh. But the occasion that I was thinking of was in 1983. And that was at the time when he was visiting Chaitanya College. We still had Chaitanya College in the UK at that time. And it was morning program, Bhagavatam class, and I was doing puja of Dhanitai Gurhari, my Gurnitai deities in the Pujari room, which was obviously not in the temple room. So I was just listening over the speaker over there, what Maharaj was saying. And I can't remember the topic, the subject which was being discussed, but I remember that Indrajitna Maharaj, he really actually does justice to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada's teachings, to Vedic literature, and that he really prepares for his classes. And I tried that. I found that it became quite mechanical for me. I lost the personal touch, relationship, or connection with the audience. But he has a real expertise, is that he prepares, which means that he really has a lot of background material, and at the same time presents the topic in a very spontaneous way. And what caught me at that time was that I was in the back room hearing Indrajitna Maharaj talking, and I was wondering, is he reading, or is this act, or does he actually know all of this? And if he's reading, it really doesn't sound like he's just reading a script. It's very, very spontaneous. And so I came out I remember coming out to the temple room and looking to see he was speaking from notes, and I think it's one practice that Maharaj has really perfected. That is speaking in a very spontaneous way from prepared notes and intonation. He listens to lectures of his godbrothers regularly, Srila Prabhupada, of course, Prabhupada's books, and he, as I mentioned before, really does justice to our fathomless depth of knowledge that is there in Krishna consciousness, and that if someone is really going to comment, give class, then it really behooves one to study. It's only a person of himself, unfathomable knowledge like Srila Prabhupada, who really just speaks without any preparation, straight from the scripture, because he's speaking from the same transcendental platform from which the scripture itself originates. And since that time, of course, we've had a lot of interaction, and I've gotten to know and respect Maharaj as a really great Vaishnava, a very serious sadhaka practitioner, and something that devotees have heard me mention many times before. Really, the acharya of festivals. Of course, anyone who knows Srila Prabhupada knows how fond Srila Prabhupada was of the festival program, having festivals taking Krishna consciousness outside of our temples and our own boundaries and take it out to the people in the outside world. The holy name, prasadam, and our philosophy, drama. And I was, of course, a lot of devotees there who were there, disciples. They've been around for quite some time. And it was 1991 and 92 that Guru Maharaj came at our Hungarian festival tour, and that was when he was the beginning, his own Polish tour. And we had sort of copied the style that we learned from 1990 from Sachinandan Maharaj and the group of devotees who were from the North European zone. And Indian Maharaj was there. He was taking out the devotees on Harinam, participating all the time. Govinda Maharaj had come. He was actually the cook. It was a very wonderful time at that time. And Maharaj was staying. Since that time, 20 years have gone by, Maharaj has really sort of come out self-effulgent as the person who's now not only doing those festivals in Poland, but it's beyond the boundaries of Poland. It goes to Brazil and Australia, Ireland, and other countries. And I know how much time, energy, he puts into those festivals. And it's something that, without a doubt, really garners Srila Prabhupada's love, appreciation, and blessings. And it's something that he's become recognized with amongst the Vaishnava community in ISKCON as the real standard, both the standard bearer and setting the standard for the kind of presentation that draws the public, gives them an appreciation of what Krishna consciousness is about, and really spreads Krishna consciousness. And of course, Maharaj is not just a preacher, but I was making that point that, especially I think over the last 6, 7, 8 years, he regularly then, after his fall festival tour, goes to Vrindavan and stays there more or less for the better portion of about 4 or 5 months, taking devotees out on parikrama, showing them the dham, himself being absorbed in cultivating and developing a relationship with the dham, which was what Srila Prabhupada had wanted. Srila Prabhupada wanted his sannyasis to also show the example, then they could just sit down and be absorbed in chanting and hearing and relishing what Krishna consciousness is all about. And Prabhupada said at one time, 6 months in the West, 6 months in India. And Maharaj is very, very expert, very knowledgeable, and very fixed in both of these things, which Sanatan Goswami, Haridas Thakur, as they were speaking, were saying that you're an ideal Vaishnava. Some Vaishnavas preach very well, but they don't practice. And others practice, but they don't preach. But you're the ideal Vaishnava because you both practice and preach. And for me, Indrajit Maharaj really embodies this combination, this statement of someone who both practices and preaches Krishna consciousness. Anyway, there were other things, more things that I could say, but that'll be it for today. Indrajit Maharaj Ki Jai.